So, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Liberty to do whatever you want to do in here. Anoint us with the Holy Ghost and power. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Now, the subject matter is very important because the principal is going to begin to walk through the subject matter, okay? So I'll give you a subject that God has given me by divine inspiration, and then I'll give you some type of introduction. Then I'll begin to give you one, two, three, four principles, how to work and how to apply to your life. We cannot at this time rehearse the Bible anymore. And the Bible cannot be a history book to us with information. We're going to have to know what we're doing. Every step we take, we're going to have to know what we're doing, all right? So this is a long subject, but I want you to have it. And you'll see when we read the text. Have faith in God. Or you put having faith in God. I got have faith in God is the master key to supernatural faith. It's the master key to supernatural faith. Having faith in God is the master key to supernatural faith. Now, I told you the three things. Have faith in God, have faith in His word, and have faith in this prophet. Those three, and the dilemma have been, we've had faith only in the word. So this is virgin territory now I'm dealing with. We only have had faith in the word, thinking a lot of time because we had faith in the word, we're having faith in God. Faith in God and faith in God's word, they are not synonymous. Search the scripture. For any of you think you have life, but they testify what? Of me. Now, if you see this, your faith going to take off. All this weight in faith and all this faith is so powerful. And then sometimes you have to wait, but it's so powerful. Now, Jesus himself points out to us this master key to supernatural faith. Two verses, Mark 11, 22, Hebrews 11 and 6. Those are powerful teaching about faith that will put you on top of the faith level. Matter of fact, I want Mark 11, 22 in the Amplified Bible on the board. I'm going to read it out to King James Version. Jesus, with a demonstration of faith, we're going to see that he demonstrated, then he told us why he was able to do it. See, Jesus had his faith in God.
All right.
Okay. Now, you say, I got my faith in God. No, listen. I don't want you to listen. In the 27th verse and 27th, second verse of Mark chapter 11. Yes. After demonstrating this kind of faith, we're going to go in the first point and see him demonstrate it. But he called them out to see what it was. And Jesus answered and said unto them, now these four words are so important. Have faith in the word. Have faith in revelation. I even go as far as this. Have faith in wisdom. No, he says, have faith in God. Now, this is going. I want you to grab it now. Having faith in God himself is the master key. Not just the scripture about God.
Yes, yes.
Have Jesus, he gave it, and then for many years, have the faith of God, have the God kind of faith. Hallelujah for that. But that's not the nitty gritty. The nitty gritty is Jesus was showing us how he operated so prolific in faith because he had faith in God.
Yes, yes, sir.
Now, you see, every one of us will say, oh, yeah, I got faith in God. No, no, I'm specifically now telling you because you might have just had faith in scriptures. See, we're talking about having faith in God. Now, what I like about the Amplified Bible, it says, and Jesus replying, said to them, have faith in God. Look at that word. Constantly. Have faith in God. Constantly. Now, when the word becomes spirit and life, like it says in John 6:63, that's when you're having faith in God. Now, Hebrews 11:6 now. You know, we often quote it, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes, sir.
Now, two things in there I want you to see before I start out tonight. The master key to supernatural faith is having faith in God.
Yes, sir.
So, it's having faith in a person. So, could it be that all these years, to some degree, my faith been impersonal? Come on now, let me talk to you now. You see what I'm saying? See, if it's just in scripture, that's impersonal. Because the scripture is about God. A person. A real being. See? And it would be just like Satan to set us up to have a whole lot of hope in the scripture, but not, look what Hebrews 11:6, look what it says. But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God, not to his word. His word is to bring you to him. Who comes to God, and he goes on, must believe that he is. Who is? God is. And that he, you keep personalizing it. Look at that. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek his word. The first thing, you must believe that he is. Secondly, and that he is a rewarder. Thirdly, of them that diligently seek him. You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now.
Yes, sir.
Here's what the Lord told me to tell you on this subject. Tonight, you will unlock all miracles and signs and wonders in your life. You will begin to unlock signs, wonders, and miracles in your life like never before. He said to tell you supernatural demonstrations, plural, and power will be released everywhere you go if you follow the instruction of this lesson. Outside, living outside of supernatural faith today is suicidal. Committing suicide. Faith in God, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Creates a supernatural atmosphere. From this night forward, you will live in a supernatural atmosphere, for you'll know that so faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but it's about God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Jesus said, it's all about having faith in God. Jesus said, I'm able, you're going to see in a few minutes, I'm able to do what I am doing because I have faith in God. I don't just have faith in a statement. My faith is personal, and then having faith in God, really having faith in God, make your faith reverent. It's reverential faith. Write it down. You never heard that before. Reverential faith. Not just relying on God, but there's a respect for God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you know it. So faith in God created an atmosphere. And my God, when he said this, reverent faith is more powerful than rewards faith. I think the church basically has been working on rewards faith. You know, trying to get what you want, and that's all right. But reverence faith make rewards faith easy. Look at 1 Timothy 3:9. 1 Timothy 3:9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Now, since you're in new territory, you're in apostolic territory for this time. You understand it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Most probably you're not going to find this in no book. The book is being written now.
All right.
In 1 Timothy 3:9. Now, you see, here's a mystery. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. You see what it said? And so some mysteries of faith, when we talk about having faith in God is the master key to supernatural faith, there are some mysteries you have to know. Turn back to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just keep listening. Mark chapter 11. Can anybody see this truth?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're not going to hold on to your scripture and fight me, right? Because I'm trying to take you somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? You can get so deep that you believe, I know this, and I got this. Having faith in the word is the same as having faith in God. No, it's not. No, it's not. The word is to bring you to God. Then after you go to God, the word will tell you how to walk with God. So that's why our results has not been as powerful as they should be since we started walking with God. But he told you in the introduction that miracle signs and wonders and many things are going to start happening in your life because every time you deal with faith, you get it with it from the principle, I have faith in God. Have faith in God. Those four words are so powerful. And Jesus, the master teacher, isn't he? How many of y'all would say Jesus is the master teacher? And he's the master user of faith. Now, if anybody else think they use faith better than Jesus, I'm really wondering who you are. I really want to get you to check out. All right. But you can use your faith. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But here's what he's telling us. You can use your faith just like Jesus if you use your faith like Jesus used his faith. And the body of Christ need to know that now. They need to know. They need to know that. So in Mark 11, Jesus taught this lesson himself after he had demonstrated this kind of faith. He taught this lesson. In Mark 11, he had demonstrated this kind of faith, and then his answer to the disciple was shook up We're going to read it. They didn't understand how it happened. And he said, this is how it happened. Have faith in God.
Yeah.
All right. 11th chapter of Mark. Look at the 11th verse. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about all things, upon all things, and not even tide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. You with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now here's where Jesus, this have faith in God manifestation going to take place. Okay. Have faith in God manifestation. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leave, he came, if happily, he might find anything thereon. And when he came there, he found nothing but leave, for the time of fig was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it,
yes.
No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And he emphasized in that 14th verse, the last statement, it's very important. And his disciples heard it. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's go to, what the verse 14? Yeah, what the verse 14? We want to go to verse 20 now. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, this is how I accomplish this. By having faith in God. So Jesus gave us the highest revelation of faith that exists. And that's what he was using. Have faith in God. And remember, the Amplified Bible says what? Constantly. Make a note of that now. Constantly. Have faith in God. Now, all your courage and all your strength in faith will change tonight. See? Because your focus now, your functioning going to be so much more powerful. Because you receiving the key message of faith out of Jesus' mouth. This how the fig tree died. He was trying to train the disciples. This is what I want you to learn. Always, no matter how many scriptures you have, no matter how many prophecies you have, always, can somebody finish this? Have your faith in God. Come on, talk to me in here. Have your faith in God. Now, see, we'll sit here, we'll sit on the line, and, you know, we've been studying the Bible for so many years, and, you know, we said, so I've been doing that. You better listen. Because we have taught Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25, but we have not emphasized the main point. The main point that Jesus taught the master lesson on faith. Yeah. Of having faith in God. See, the whole Bible is about God. Jesus is about God. The Holy Spirit is about God. Miracles, signs, and wonders is about God. The new birth is about God. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is about God. Healing is about God. See, and when you grip this lesson, whatever for lack of a better word, spiritual project you're working on. It will be different from this night forward, because you know that you're moving in a God that cannot fail.
Amen.
You know, they'll tell you about the Bible. Men wrote the Bible. Men didn't write God. Yeah, see, so you're going to be stronger. Now, all elements, strong faith, persuaded faith, weak faith, little faith, all the faith come out of having faith in God. He wants you to come up to the higher grade, but the highest grade is having faith in Him. All right, now,
amen.
Now, watch this. Verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. It dried up from what Jesus said, right?
Yes, sir.
And so Jesus and Peter called in remembrance, saying to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cut is withered away. And Jesus said, let me teach you the highest lesson of faith.
All right. Yes.
And Jesus answering said, this is how it happened. This is how all faith happened, by having faith in God. Then he tell them, verse 23, we go there, we jump to verse 23 and left verse 22. Very I say to you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, what did Jesus say to that fig tree, right?
Yes, sir.
He told you how he said it, right?
Yes.
He said it having faith in God.
All right.
Because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11 and 6, I wrote my note for you. Turn to Hebrews 11 and 6 again. I wrote, Jesus taught this kind of faith. Paul taught this kind of faith.
Right.
In Hebrews 11 and 6.
All
right. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now, Paul's saying the same thing Jesus said in Mark 11, 22. Oh, Leroy, go ahead and preach, man. Come on, see, can you see it? Paul in Hebrews 11 and 6 is saying the same thing Jesus said in Mark 11, 22. If you can't get this, get out of my class. Because you look at it. Look at them two verses. Look what Jesus said. He's saying the same thing. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And so He's saying, oh, well, thank you, Lord. Without faith in Him, it's impossible to please Him. Yeah, because it goes on to clarify. For he that cometh to God, that's faith, must believe that He is, who is? And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we'll shut a lot of these projects down. We're trying to get a reward without recognizing God. Not as our source.
Come on.
As our God.
Yes.
See, you bring him down a level as a source. See, you, the respect, the reverence is not there if you just see him as a source. Your faith must seem as God, Almighty, Majesty, Glory, Victory. Look at all the things. When you really see Him, I'm going to cut my lesson. But listen. Look in Psalm 120, no, 1 Chronicle 129, and just see what kind of faith is God. It's 1 Chronicles 29, 11, I believe it is.
Yes, sir.
So now you are planting your faith in greatness,
yeah.
Power, glory, victory, and majesty. Five levels. Your faith have jumped five levels tonight. That is. He's the greatness, he's the power, he's the glory, he's the victory, and he's the majesty. Now, that's Mark 11, 22. Oh, y'all can't keep up with me tonight. That's Mark 11, 22. See? Now, you know, whatever you believe in for, it comes second. First, my faith is in God. When I do that, I turn his greatness loose. I turn his power loose. I turn his glory loose. I turn his victory loose. And I turn his majesty loose in my faith. Yeah. All that in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Yes, thine is the kingdom. Oh, Lord, thou art exalted and head above all of my problems. My situation. Now, your faith in God, listen, takes you in that realm of living. Living in his greatness. Now, stuff going, you, very seldom you had to pray for anything. Stuff going to start running you down. Stuff is so little in faith to get stuff. We be fighting trying to get a house. That's the minute stuff of faith. That stuff will come to you. That stuff will run you down. If you look, baby, if your faith is walking in greatness, come on now, power, glory, victory, and magic, and the Holy Ghost just told you how to do it. The Holy Ghost just told you how to have your faith walking in those five dimensions. Yes. Who heard it? Yes, with your faith in God, your faith is in power. Your faith is in victory. Your faith is in glory. Yes, sir. You see it?
Yes, sir.
And then he said, all in the heaven, all that is in the earth.
Yes.
Is done.
Yes, sir.
Look at the 12th verse. The number I go forward. Look at 1 Corinthians 29, 11. The Lord is trying to show you what you're putting your faith at. He said, both riches and honor come of thee. That's where my faith at. And thou reignest, oh my goodness, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. Ooh, my goodness. And in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. And I'm back to Mark 11, 22. Jesus told us a secret. Paul told us his secret, writing in Hebrews 11 and 6. Who see this? And you don't have to appease me. Who believe they're being promoted in the spirit right now?
Hallelujah.
Online. You believe,
hallelujah.
Listen, this is no elementary teaching yet. This is the Holy Ghost. I've been in ministry 48 years. I never heard this before. I said, oh God, oh God, oh God. How sad have I been by not knowing this? So now when you operate in faith, now you know you're operating in majesty. You're operating in victory. You're operating in, come on, children. You're operating in glory.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You can't be stopped no more. Because all you have to scream out is, I have faith in God. Now, Satan don't want you to know that. He don't want you to be able to say, I have faith in God. He wants you just quoting scriptures.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Came to church tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Galatians chapter 5.
Praise God.
Verse 6. I'm going to make a statement. Love is the fuel of having faith in God properly. Love is the fuel, F-U-E-L, of having faith in God properly. Notice this. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision elevated anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So when you have faith in God, you're loving Him. And God will dare not to let you love Him and not love you back. And He wants other people to know you're loving Him. So you got to manifest something in your life so they can see that you're in a special place with Him. I wish somebody said hallelujah. Fuel, faith. Faith was working by love. It's the fuel. Your fuel for having faith in God is love. And let me give you the threefold ingredients of this God kind of faith in God. This God kind of faith in God. Not just God kind of faith. This God kind of faith in God. Ooh, I know God. God loving me tonight. God said, oh, Leroy, you're not leaving me out. You're telling the truth, boy. Hallelujah. Yeah, God on my, y'all better mess out. God on my side tonight. Because I'm putting Him in His right place. Oh, yeah, God with me right now. Because I'm training you like He wants you trained. Because you need to be trained right during this time. You can't be writing no scriptures without God. You can't be quoting no scriptures without God. When you quote the scriptures, make it known that my faith is in God.
Hallelujah.
Scriptures does not work without faith in God. Everything about to change in your life. Everybody online, everything about to change in your life. You're stronger now. You're more powerful. Because you can go to 1 Chronicles 29 when you're using your faith. Man, I'm just going to say this. How can people stay home now? I'm loose. I'm loose as a goose up here, boy. You better get you. Man, this revelation here, man, I feel the glory. You know what I mean? Now, every project you got about, every project you're working on, take this lesson tonight. Oh, listen. God will not deny Himself. Have faith in God. So here's the threefold ingredient of this God kind of faith in God. God kind of, I like that. God kind of faith in God. 1 Corinthians 13:13. There's a Trinity. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now about it, faith. Now when you see the word faith now, you must realize not just the source and the provision, but the person.
Yes, 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 yes.
That, I'm hearing this now. There is going to be a present in your faith. The presence of God going to be in your faith like never before. And I believe he'll let me say this. Your faith from this night forward will be pregnant with God. And the baby's got to come out. Y'all wasn't loud enough for that. Say, from this night forward, my faith is pregnant with God. God moving on the throne now, boy. I said, wow. I want my children to know that. You know why? From this night forward, your faith going to be more personal to you. Because now you're dealing with personal faith. Not practice faith. Not program faith. But personal faith. Your faith turned into a personal tonight. Jesus. That person happened to be the greatest. And those three things, see, the body's faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love are the three ingredients. Faith, hope, and love. Are you ready? Get ready to frame everything in your life by the spirit of faith. Get ready to frame everything in your life by the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, Hebrews 11 and 3. Get ready to frame everything in your life by the spirit of faith, because now your faith is in the spirit of God. God is a spirit. Say supernatural faith.
Supernatural.
Say it two more times. You just stepped into the arena of operating properly in supernatural faith in 40 minutes. All your answers are going to be different. All your production is going to be different. Everything on the outside of God that you desire is minor. Once you get the major right, the minors must march. He's showing me a scripture now that may open a further even to me. In John 4:24, he just opened this scripture up to me to explain what am I teaching tonight. God is a spirit. See it?
Yes, sir.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, somewhere along that, Junior, he said he sees, it must be the voice ahead of that, he seeketh such to worship him. Yeah. Is a, what voice it is? The 23rd voice? Go back up to the 23rd voice. Y'all got your shower clothes on? Right now, he's telling me this right now. But the hour coming to now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Yeah.
That's about worship, right?
Yes, sir.
But let's include faith there. Because, write this down, your faith has entered into another spiritual zone. Your faith tonight, all of you online, your faith has entered into another spiritual zone. Matter of fact, the highest spiritual zone that exists, your faith stepped into it tonight. Just like God seeketh such to worship him, he seeketh such to have faith in him.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Because, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Faith is a spirit.
Yes,
sir. Faith is a spirit. Faith is a spirit.
Yes.
So you must faith him in spirit and truth. Didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You must faith him in spirit and truth. You know 2 Corinthians 4:13, we're talking about get ready to frame. I want you to get that word, frame. Frame. Everything in your life by the spirit of faith. Yeah. We have the same spirit of faith according to written. I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now remember, I believe God. Look at Hebrews 11:3 now. I wrote a whole book on this one, I think. I remember Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, but God was framing it. So if you try to just go with the word.
All right, I see that.
Thank you, ma'am. You're not going to be in the frame. See, the word did not make God work. God made the word work. So if the word gonna come out of your mouth in the same framework as it came out of Jesus' mouth or out of God's mouth, it's gonna have to be coming out of God's mouth through you. Because your faith is in God. Scriptures are so sad without God. Satan raped scriptures without God. Satan's been raping our confession, raping our prayer up to this moment. Have faith in God. I can send Leroy Jr. somewhere, he's a junior, as my son, and tell him I told him to come and do it, probably anywhere around here. They'll do anything they ask him to do because they know I'm a man of my word. But what if I'm standing there with my hand on Leroy's shoulder? I just told you about your faith. I just told you about what's going to happen now. God standing right there with his hand on your faith. Because you have faith in him. You're not telling a story about what God said about. You brought God with you. Oh, my. Otherwise, you're no longer going with just a word. You're going with God himself. Your faith, that's what Jesus did. Jesus cursed that fig tree. That tree had to die. Because Jesus was not cursing it based on what he said. He was cursing it based on God, his Father, and knew he couldn't fail, and knew he was the majesty, and knew he was the power, and knew he was the glory, and knew he was the victory. Already, it's finished. Already. He knew that. Now, your faith going to be different. You know, you're going to just stop quoting scriptures all day long and just say it. Call things that be not as though they were. And they're all going to have to obey you from this night forward. If you follow what God is saying, if you follow what God is saying to you, it's a wrap. You'll be slapping the hell out of Satan all day long. Just slap the hell out of him. Because let him know that God is on the scene in my life. He don't want you to know this.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this. You better get ready to write. Your faith from this night forward is on heaven level. You went to the top floor tonight. There's no other level. Your faith is at the top floor. My faith went to heaven level. You heard that? Ooh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost brought our faith tonight to heaven's level. Jesus Christ. You heard that? Through faith, we understand that the world was framed. I want you to remember that word, framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You ready? Right. Faith in God is persuaded faith that activates the supernatural. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Faith in God, say that with me. Faith in God is persuaded faith that activates the supernatural. Every time. He staggered not at the promise of God. Through unbelief, but are strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see that?
Yes.
Now look at the next verse. Verse 21 now. This is where your faith is right now. And being fully. Now here's what I want you to see, class. You cannot be fully persuaded with scriptures without God. Tonight you've learned that your faith, have faith in God. Then take the scripture. Then now you're fully persuaded now. See, you can't be fully persuaded just with scripture. You got to have him. Anybody growing in here? You see, now when you read the Bible, things going to come out different to you now. Watch. Let me say this to you again. Faith in God is being, is persuaded faith that activates the supernatural. You see the 21st verse? And being fully persuaded that what he had promised. See, you keep, and being fully persuaded that what, see, we skipped that part. He, we can't skip he no more. Because you go right, what he had promised, go back to he again. He was also able to perform. See, can't leave he out. Can't leave him out. Oh, don't get prissy with me talking about, I had God in there. You ain't had this revelation in there. Shut up. You know, look, you got a lot of Bible knowledge. Sometimes you get prissy, you know, you get, no, it ain't too deep. You better try to change. And listen. I told you about Jesus. I told you about Paul. Let me tell you about Leroy. He's working like that in my life. Every day. I don't know if the Lord wants me to tell you this or not. I was laying awake in my bed and a woman come by the bed with the largest check I ever seen in my life. And then she went back and got in a helicopter. That check coming. And it was millions of dollars. Hey, y'all getting nervous. But I'm just showing you how God do. You want to run up there and she had the check in hand and she ain't say nothing to me? And put it down. I don't know how many million it was. All I know is a million. And then to verify she coming, she went back and got in a helicopter. She wasn't no broke woman. You say, well, are you going to believe for that? No, I ain't got to believe for that. That's done. I ain't going to be praying, Lord, send the woman. No, leave the woman alone, man. You got to learn how to do that. I got faith in God, not in that woman. If she come, God sending her. Or when she come, God send her. When you learn that, you see, because you think your faith got to do everything. No, have faith in God. Have faith in God and think about something. Watch what happened. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Have faith in God. Just think about something. Watch what happened. You ain't said a word. You just thought about it. In other words, when you have faith in God, God is listening to your mind to bless you. Not only your word, he listens to your mind to bless you. He want to bless you because you got faith in him. You're not just a regular church member. Hallelujah. How many glad you're here tonight? How many know the shifting taking place in your life? Yeah, we're out of Sunday school here now. Matter of fact, this lesson is so powerful the body of Christ needed around the world. You probably will not find a duplication of this message around the world. And I'm not talking about Leroy now. I'm talking about my inability. But I have an ability to yield. And he's bringing the body of Christ in these crises and things we got going on now. And you can operate in this kind of faith. Come out on your front porch and know I have faith in God. I don't care how many trees down. I got faith in God. God saved me. I can get another house, another tree. God, have faith in God. Right, let me give you one or two more things I'm trying to close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's the one I want to see. Yes. Jesus said, thy faith in me is faith in God has made you whole. Turn to Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood. Turn to Mark 5:34, and I want it in the Amplified Bible on the board. Mark 5:34, that's the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus said, thy faith in me is faith in God,
yes,
have made you whole. Well, I'll just read it out of the Amplified Bible. This is the woman with the issue of blood. He said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole, in King James. And he said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God. Oh, man, I'm going to close up on y'all. Springing from faith in God have restored you to health. Go in or into peace and be continuously healed and freed from your distressing bodily disease. But I want you to see what he's saying. You could read, look right over. He said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me springing from faith in God. In essence, if I could say it this way, Jesus saying, my faith did not originate from me. My faith did not originate from scriptures. My faith originated from God. It could come through scripture, but it got to be from God. I'm fully persuaded. You see it? All right. Let me give you one or two more. I'm going to close. You can start coming up, Leroy. faith in God. I want you to get this now. Turn to Ephesians 3. Faith in God produces boldness, access, and confidence. Boldness. I don't care what the problem is. I don't care what the what you boldness, confidence, and access. Ephesians 3. Verse 12.
Hey.
In whom, because our faith in him, I read out there, we dare to have the boldness, courage, and confidence of free access and unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. But give it in the King James Version. Put up in the King, just the King James Version. I want to see that too, and they can read out the Amplified Bible later. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. So from now on now, no matter how your project look, you're going to have boldness. What the next word is? Access. What the next word is? Confidence. Oh, Jesus, I came to church and I'm leaving here with boldness, access, and confidence in everything that my heart desires. Yes. You tonight more advanced than the average Christian, because a lot of preaching is just preaching down the line what happened in the Bible. You must have principles to use, child. You must have revelation to walk in. You can leave here with this mission and live the rest of your life. I have faith in God. God never failed. God's word never returned to him void. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me and gave himself for me. If God is for me, who can be against me? All things work together for good. Oh, my God. Ooh, Jesus. All of your problems are upset right now. And all of your oppositions are on the run. Because you're armed with the truth. Have faith. The reason Jesus said, the reason that fig tree died is because I have faith in God. I'm going to tell you my secret. That's what he said. I'm going to tell you my secret. My secret is for you, have faith in God. Apostle telling you his secret. Because in Philippians 4:9, look at it. Philippians 4:9. Quickly, Philippians 4:9. I'm trying to close for you. Learn, receive, heard, seen in me. Do. You get the same result. I wouldn't follow a man with no proof. A woman with no proof after 19 years. I've been set up under them. They don't have no proof at all. I will not follow them. Because they're Bible storytellers. I'm not putting nobody down. I'm just telling the body of Christ, we got these Bible stories now. Just reading to my, and she did this, and she did that. Look at that. Your Honor, I want to know what I can do with this mess I got. I know she got out. And I know the scripture, and I know how to quote it. I don't know what he's saying here, but y'all just get ready for it. There are virgin revelation about to come to you. What? I never heard virgin revelation. Because you're in a position to have a certain type of revelation that the body of Christ has been suffering from because they have not understood this clear enough. So some revelation that God, they're still virgin.
Yeah.
He wants somebody to be able to grasp it, and you ready for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Now some church members are going to look at you hard because you're going to start escalating.
Yeah.
And they're going to wonder, oh, how much, what they doing?
Yes,
but you're getting virgin revelation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because now you know the whole chapter of the thing is having faith in God. I didn't put the scriptures down. We're not putting the scripture down. We're not putting Jesus down. Jesus told us.
Yep.
Jesus said, have faith in God or your faith in me not going to work. Have faith in God or your faith in the word not going to work. Have faith in God or your faith in the Holy Ghost is not going to work.
That's right.
He the man. Almighty God. That's why I worship him. Before I came out, I was in the minister's line, and I just took some time and worship him, about 15 minutes, and adore him, tell him how much I love him. And every time I do it, the atmosphere changes. Yeah, but in 3 minutes, we can change the atmosphere. Just, you know, just tell him how much you love him. Thank you for your word. You're so great, God. There's nothing like you, Father. I adore you. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're such a good God. You're such a big God. There's no God like you. I praise you. I worship you. You're my healer. Oh, God, I love you more than anything in the world. Oh, God, you're such a good God. And I have faith in you, God. My faith is in you. Everything I have to do for you, I have to have my faith in you. Word of Life Prison Center, faith is in you. All the members, LTMA, all my partners, our faith is in you, God. You're the most high. There's no God like you. Every knee got to bow. Every tongue. Woo, Rabasha. Shout out about Yahya. Shout out about Zata. You know what happened? In that few moments, the supernatural told the devil, shut up. You're not going to be able to do it no more. In that person's life, under the sound of this voice, he's not going to be able to do what he's been doing to cause stress and vexation in your life anymore, because you've been placed in a supernatural position to know whatever it is only temporary. God's glory is about to address everything in your life. Y'all hear me online? God's glory. See if you worship him. Lord, we adore you. You're the most high God. There's not, and we decide to put our faith in you. Everything we have spoken, every confession we made, Lord, we shift gear tonight. We put it in you right now. We put churches and ministries in your hand now. We put the witnessing app in your hand. Glory to God. We have faith in God. Faith in you, God. Faith in you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Just write these two down right quick. Sit down, write these two down. Leroy, come on. Write these two down. You can't contend for the faith if you don't know how. Jude 3:19-21. There's only one chapter in Jude. You talk about contending for the faith. But if you don't know how to contend for the faith, you can't contend for it. And you read Jude, you're going to see all the evil going on right now. Wickedness, men and women doing what they won't do. But we now, at this point, with all the disease and stuff going on, all we got to do now is contend for the faith. We got to know what we're doing.
Yes.
Listen. Rehearsed faith versus real faith, having a form of faith, denying the power of faith. That's the scripture in Timothy, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Having a form of faith. I might have to preach that whole sermon there. And denying the power thereof. You came into the power tonight. Say, I came into the power. Let's close with this. All of God's possibilities is residing in faith. All of God's provisions, plural, are in faith. All of God's pledges are in faith. Oh, this last one. All of God's presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence is in faith. The way, my brothers and sisters, the way the Lord have taught us to operate in faith tonight,
yes,
all possibilities are possible.
Yes.
All provision are available.
Yes.
All pledges are on your life right now.
Come on.
Ah, yeah. And then the highest of all, as you have faith in God,
yes,
His presence is going to be thick, thick,
yes,
thick,
yes,
in your life everywhere you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Because He's looking for somebody to have faith in Him, in spirit, and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Footnote that last statement with Hebrews 4, 1 through 2 and read it. Go over it. Remember we talked about having faith in God is the master key to supernatural faith.